Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Loot Crate, the subscription box for the geek, gamer, and or nerd in all of us. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on any new subscription. Remember, you only have until the 19th of August at 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter a code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Hey, everybody. The question marks flew through the sky, through space at the beginning, because we are indeed having another no guest episode. We got an empty chair over here. We'll invite my buddy Gabe to come sit down with us towards the end of the show. But we wanted to do a show today anyway, just because you guys have been begging for one. And it makes me feel bad that we haven't done a show in a while. There's been a couple reasons for it. First of all, I have had this weird cough that the nice folks of Tulsa, Oklahoma got to see in person last night when I was on stage and had a coughing fit and couldn't tell jokes for a couple minutes. That was sad. And then, so one of the shows was canceled because that particular day I was just coughing and coughing, and it's just not right to represent marijuana and all the good things it does by coming on YouTube Live and having coughing fits, which I still might have today. But the other reason we canceled one of the shows is because we had the same problem we have a lot of times where it was just hard to get a guest. And I know a lot of you have been writing to me on Twitter and saying, well, just have me as a guest. And it's like, that would be great if just anybody could sit here and smoke with me and then people would want to watch. But the way we get advertisers and money to make this show happen is by having great guests who people want to see. And if you look at the archives, you can see that like Jack Black's the most popular episode because he's probably arguably the most famous person that we've gotten to do it. All right, it's 19 minutes after the hour. So in order to try to avoid having a coughing fit on live on YouTube, we have some vapor pens from our friends at Honey Farm, one, two, three, a bunch of different flavors. And so I'll just go down the line smoking each of those tonight and see how that goes. And if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber to the YouTube channel, to this YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. It's up to like 345,000, but the higher that number goes, the more likely we'll be able to keep doing the show and getting good advertisers. And also don't forget to click on the like button every time you watch the show. And if you want an audio only version, that of course is available over at iTunes in the comedy podcast section. And this will be a particularly fun one to listen to, I think, because I'll be probably coughing a lot. It'd be funny if I got through the whole thing without coughing after making such a big deal out of my cough. But I've been seeing doctors, or a doctor, and I'm on antibiotics right now, which I think you're not supposed to have alcohol while you're on antibiotics, but I think I can do this. Butterscotch Silver Haze, here we go. I love the crackle that these things make. It lets you know that it's working. Mmm, that's butterscotchy. Oh, also, there it is. Tweet at me, you guys. Gross. Disgusting. Oh. See, and then my eyes start to water. And I lose my voice. It's so sad. I'm gonna destroy this episode as soon as it's over. Oh my God. My makeup's gonna get ruined. Call me Caitlin, you guys. I'm gonna look directly at my Twitter in this episode. I normally don't do that because it's rude if there's a guest here. I'm just staring at my Twitter the whole time. So you guys can just ask me stuff direct if you want. I mean, if my Twitter will work. It's not working right now for some reason. Oh, here we go. Sarah Lizzie says, I hope you feel better. At least you have your sexy voice on. Yeah, this is a pretty sexy voice I'm working. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Lizzie. Johnny Hemp number one wants to know how my time was in Pemberton, BC. And it was great, except for this cough, except for this problem I've been having. It was a good time. Oh, and before that, I was in Tempe, Arizona, and that's what this shirt is from. There was a place called Spinelli's. Is that right? Is that what it says? and they have amazing pepperoni pizza knots that they served me on more than one occasion, and they gave me a shirt. I want to read this from the LA Times while I still have my voice. In a recent issue, I'm gonna hold this up like I'm a hostage. In a recent issue on June 28th, okay, not that recent, but that's how long it's been since we've done a show. And a thing they call underrated and overrated, that's written by a gentleman named Chris Barton, we got a really nice underrated. This show is underrated. I didn't think we were rated at all. I think either people liked it and knew about it, or they, thank you. Thank you very much. Getting Doug with High. Only Super Jaime star Doug Benson could host this video podcast, a spiritual sibling to Comedy Central's Drunk History, that hinges on getting funny people together to smoke marijuana and talk. Sarah Silverman, Chef Roy Choi, and the stars of Broad City have been among the guests. And although the show couldn't exist in some states, it offers a safe, often silly reflection of an ongoing culture shift where the only thing damaged is linear conversation. So that's a nice little write-up with a little dig at the end on how stoners can't keep their story in line. But yeah, I was very, very excited to see that in a big mainstream newspaper saying, hey, that's not a bad thing that he's doing over there. I forgot to mention in our It's Always 420 Somewhere segment that it's 420 in London, UK, where I'm going to be next week for 420 on a few different days, including Saturday, August 8th at 1620, as you like to say over there. We're going to do a Doug Loves Movies at the Leicester Square Theater. And I believe if it's not sold out, it's just like a few single seats are left. So jump on it if you want to come see that. Looking at your Twitter stuff. Someone wrote, I'm from Tulsa and we love hearing a cough. Normally it ends in an arrest. That doesn't sound, why would you love that? Somebody's saying the sound is really loud on the show today. I don't know if that's true. They could just have their own volume issue. Maybe if they turn it down on their end. What? Yeah, just turn it down a little. That's what Gabe suggests. If you're just joining us, Gabe will be coming out here in a little bit, and I am going to attempt to take a hit off of every one of these over the course of the show. This is mint chip flavored. That's the flavor. Honey Farms makes awesome flavors, and then the strain in this particular pen is called Trainwreck. And here we go. Not the movie. The strain. Okay, first of all, way more mint than Chip. Wait, no, actually, it's funny. The flavors are interesting because when as you blow them out more, they start to come to life a little bit more, and that it definitely tastes more like mint chip ice cream now that it's all got out of the stable. And now I'm going to forget where I got this. I'm just going to show it, and the guy who gave it to me will probably know. A dude out on the road somewhere gave me this cool gold colored grinder. It says kush.ca on it. I don't know if that's really a thing, but it's a pretty sweet one. And we've had the same one on the set for a while, and I've inside at the bottom, it's like at the bottom of a kid's cereal bowl, you know, where there's some sort of drawing at the bottom that, you know, gets them to finish their meal. At the bottom of this grinder, it says enjoy life, which you probably will be by the time you get to the bottom of this grinder. Once you're seeing that. So I'm gonna put this one on the table now, and maybe the guy who gave it to me can reach out to me and remind me. I'm just getting a bunch of messages from people. I gave that to you in Toledo. I haven't been in Toledo. So I'm gonna retire the Green Shark, even though it is an awesome grinder. They're just not a sponsor of the show, so why, you know, it gets mentioned every time when people go, what's this? Let's do some State of Pot. I don't think we have a sound effect or anything for it, but this is just what's going on in terms of who's watching this show and from where. Per capita, it's still Washington, D.C. is just kicking ass. Like, it's the show that, 5 times in a row, 8 times total since we've been keeping track of these things. Washington, D.C. has been the most viewers per capita, which I like because I have a great time every time I'm there. I don't run into any of the politicians. I just see the nice people that live there and that like marijuana, and we have a nice time down at the D.C. Improv. I'll be back next year for sure. 86% of the DC viewers are male. That disappoints me a little bit. That's a little sad that only 14% of them are ladies, because I like when the ladies watch. Did I not cough after that one? Did I get through that one? No. Jesus. It's like I'm like a time bomb. Like I can't even, it's not even gonna happen on every hit. Here we got some strawberry sour diesel. Here we go. I should leave them out of the thing, then I'll remember which one's next. I'm gonna forget after a while of this. Per capita runner-ups. I know a lot of you are sitting out there, we're not in DC, it's a small place. Of course it can win per capita, you stupid stoner. Well, number two is Oregon. So that's nice to hear. I like it there. 3 is Washington State, of course, another great one. 4 is Colorado, and 5 is Cali. Oh, now I'm seeing how this works. Where it's illegal, people worry that if they watch it, they'll get into some sort of trouble. Every place that's legal seems to be where we're really, really killing it. Let's see what else we got on my phone here from you guys. I'm gonna hold it up here so I can be more professional and look up. Can you get Honey Farm in Washington? Not yet. Wait for it. Oh shit, Bert Kreischer just popped up my phone. That's never a good thing. This is Yoyeska says, first time actually catching Getting Doug Live. Thanks, Doug Benson, for doing a show even without a guest. Well, you're welcome. That's the thing, is that I finally was convinced to do another solo show because, you know, we had some great people that were gonna possibly, I feel like Donald Trump all of a sudden, we had some great people, some of the best people there are, probably the top people in the world were gonna come by today, but they had the things happen to them that are very important. And you'll learn more about that later. That's all he talks about, is how great and big everything is. We got another mic is too loud. That's hilarious that I can barely talk and people are saying it's too loud. Because I'm going to be, by the time this is over, I'm going to be in an Alec Baldwin whisper. You just wait. Somebody wants to know, fetish do it Emily wants to know if I sleep naked. And the answer is no, I don't do anything naked. I'm like David Cross in Arrested Development. I'm never nude. I take that back. I get
naked sometimes, but underwear and a t-shirt to sleep in, to be honest with you. I don't want to lie to you guys. And that's mostly because I live in California or I'm staying in a hotel. And in both cases, I'm not going to run down a hallway naked when shit goes down. When the quake hits, I'm not going to be like standing in the doorway all nude. 60% of all viewers, this one blew my mind, Gabe. You're not going to believe this. 60% of viewers of this show watch it on their phone. Like right now, 60% of the... How many viewers are there right now? Can I get a number? 1,900 people. Yes. 1,900 people are watching right now, and 60% of those people, which would be approximately a touch over 1,000, I believe, a little bit over 1,000, are watching it on their phones. I can't believe it. Tweet at me and say I'm watching it on my phone. Just to make it real to me. Is it hard to watch it on your phone and tweet? Because that would be funny if that were difficult and I was asking for it. These next two statistics, just I don't even know why they're here, but they're funny. One guy watched it on his PlayStation. One guy. And two guys watched it on their Xboxes. Like, why would we even have those numbers? sucks. So Wyoming. Now I'm gonna talk really quiet. Wyoming viewers had the highest average view duration. So when someone from Wyoming starts looking at this on their phone, they hang in there. Oh. Hashtag Abby Monkey. We broke 2,000. Just hoping you guys will clap for a long time for me to catch my breath. Oh. I cannot wait to hand the heavy monkey to Snoop Dogg. That's gonna be incredible. That's gonna be so good. And so you see how, like, I'm not lying about what I have. It, like, taking a hit could make me go off and set it off, or just sitting here, just talking, I suddenly just can't breathe and start coughing. So I'm probably gonna die of this. But Snoop got pinched in Sweden, and now he can never go back to Sweden. They let him go, but he, I think, tweeted or Instagrammed something like, "Sorry, Sweden. Sorry, fans in Sweden. I'm not gonna be back, like ever." So we'll talk to him about that. How many times has he been? You know, weed related, how many times has his bus been pulled over, he's been taken downtown or fined? Like, the guy's a fucking hero. Probably rides around in a tour bus that says Snoop Dogg on the side of it. So there's a just cause situation there. Which reminds me of a pot topic.
Pot topic.
Oh, I'm gonna find it. Come on, it's in Arizona, I'm pretty sure. Not the card, but the topic takes place in Arizona. And it's perfect to talk about right now. Just get to it, Doug, find it. You know what? This is a good like cliffhanger. I'm gonna tell you this pot topic. About Arizona. Right when we get back. We'll be back after these messages.
Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then this is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure you head to lootcrate.com/getdoug and enter the code GETDOUG to save $3 on any new subscription. Every month, there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. They're all inspired by classic movie and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises. This year thus far, there have been crates featuring some exclusive items from Star Wars and Voltron, as well as some epic geek apparel and an awesome retro gaming inspired mashup figure. A crate all about strategy games, a crate about covert operations, and there is only more awesomeness to come. Basically, Loot Crate is like a friend who knows what you love and surprises you with an awesome present every month. You have until the 19th of August to subscribe and receive this month's crate, and when that cutoff happens, that's it, son, it's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
We back? Turns out that Kush.ca is a really cool cause, and a cool dude started it. And it's go check it out. It's too complicated for me to explain after just having it described to me. But the pot topic I wanted to get to. Judges, oh, that is a tasty grape. Judges in Arizona have ruled that, this is so great, the odor of marijuana is not enough of a reason for police to raid a place. Like, they cannot use that as their cause for jumping in, you know, pounding down somebody's door. The Arizona Court of Appeals decided that since medical marijuana is lawful under Arizona law, the scent of marijuana alone does not disclose whether or not, doesn't disclose that a crime has been committed or is being committed or has occurred. So I can't wait to go back to Arizona. I'll be in Phoenix on August, I want to say 22, could be wrong. DougLovesMovies.com's got all that stuff. This grape that I just hit was is original Kush.
August 20th
in Phoenix at a place called Stand Up Live. I'll be doing stand-up and I'll be live. And you'll probably get to see one of these coughing fits if I can't shake this by then. Did I say I'm on antibiotics? Is that gonna help? Z-Pak is what they call it. People were saying to me on Twitter, you gotta get Z-Pak. And I was like, okay, maybe. And then the doctor was like, I'm gonna prescribe Z-Pak. He's Indian. Hot topic number two.
Hot topic.
A new survey of under 30-year-olds found that 93.5% of them had tried alcohol. Where was this, in the United States? Okay. 58.8% tried tobacco. So that's a great number that the 41.2% are like not even haven't even tried tobacco under 30 years old. That's pretty sweet. And interestingly, I encourage more of you to try it, but 45.4% have tried cannabis. But also, in surveys and polls, like especially these ones for president right now and stuff, don't you think people say Donald Trump and then walk away laughing? Like, you know, like I think his numbers are elevated by just the fact that people are so entertained by him. And I think that this cannabis number might be down because, you know, a lot of these surveys you have to take in front of your mom or somebody you don't want to know that you smoke weed. 45.3% of people, just shy of people who've tried it, think that cannabis should be legal. And only 42% think tobacco should be legal. Like, that's a weird question to ask people. Do you think tobacco should be legal? Because it's fun to say no, but, you know, why should it be illegal? I mean, I think cigarettes are terrible, but, you know, some people love them.
Let's,
2,200, the numbers are coming in. It's like a telethon. So those of you who are just joining us, let me remind you to hit subscribe. We are up to 350,000, I think, subscribers, and we want many, many more. Like, I see some of these other YouTube people that are really popular, and they've got, like, millions of subscribers. And I'm like, really? Because every day you make a different cupcake? But, so yeah, and hit the like every time you watch the show. Hit like, you know, because if you get too many of those thumbs down, that can be bad. Bubblegum OG Kush is what I'm smoking right now.
Oregon law now allows, I'm not gonna say pot topic again because everybody's sick of hearing that content. Oregon law now allows air travel with the legal amount of marijuana as long as you don't take it out of Oregon. So if you're so funny. It's like I can't have fun. As soon as I start laughing, that's when it hits. So, hey, I'm getting on a plane, I'm in Bend, I'm going to Salem. Like what, how much inner, I guess there's some inner Oregon flying. And it's a cool process if the airport officials, if a TSA agent finds pot on you, which I find TSA agents in general are not even looking for it or caring about it, but if they found it on you in Oregon, they notify the port police, and then they check to see if you're over the legal limit, like if you have too much weed, and they check your age to make sure you're over 21, and they look at your boarding pass to make sure it's an interstate flight, and if all of that checks out, they just give you your weed, say, have a nice day, and you go get on your plane. So that'd be fun just to try, just to do it. See what happens. That'll be maybe my next movie. I'll fly from Portland to Bend. People want me to do a show in Bend, but the last time I did it, it's like the drive was too long. I had a great time when I was there, but somebody said it was a weird show. There was a heckler or something. Let me see if there's any more Twitter stuff. Hey, you guys wanna get Gabe in here? Let's get Gabe, come over here, Gabe, and have a seat. I'm glad you guys didn't play the Gabe theme because we still have that coming up. He is gonna do some magic later in the show. Somebody just wrote PlayStation, aha. Maybe they meant ha ha. Hey Gabe, how you doing?
Hey Doug, good, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello, viewing audience and listening audience.
What?
I'm saying hi to the crowd.
Oh, I see. Well, pick a camera. Pick a vapor pen. You brought these. This is your lovely display because you work with and for Honey Farm.
I do, I'm a partner in this company.
He's a partner, you guys, so. It's only available in California right now?
At the moment, yeah. We're working on spreading
it
out.
And how do people in California get it?
And we're in about 30 dispensaries around LA.
Ooh, can you name names, or do dispensaries not like you to cite them individually? I know one that we like doesn't advertise.
Right, and they don't care, yes. I think they're more about flower than anything else.
Okay, sure.
I don't want to show love to one dispensary and not the rest of them.
Of course not, but can you name one that, oh, I see what you're saying. That's why you can't name one.
LAPCG on Santa Monica.
LAPCG,
yeah,
all
that's
right.
A big one.
Okay, they've but got yeah, these.
The
so what do? You buy the pen, and then these things are interchangeable. So once you have the pen, you also got a thing to charge it with.
Right, they're pretty universal as far as the battery and the cartridges go. The gentleman who created these wrote me on Reddit one day and with a business proposition and sat down to a meal and put this in front of me, and I hit all of these over the course of a dinner, and we call him Walter Wonka.
Like Willy Wonka, but his name's Walter for reals?
No, it's something else, but he's sort
got
of
a different name.
Willy Wonka-esque.
We got a thing we started. We're having all the guests sign this one blue card that says 420 on it, and then we're gonna do something special with it at the end. I'm thinking about maybe like rolling up some weed in it and sticking it in my ass and going through customs. But Gabe, could you sign this? Get your name on there? This is proof that you signed it because you're doing it on camera. I'll check in with my Twitter friends. Why hasn't anybody come up with a THC cough drop? Is the question from, again, Sarah Lizzie. That's a good idea, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Uh-oh, what happened? Just getting you in better position.
Yeah, not close enough.
All right, so what have you been doing with your time off? Because we haven't done a show in a bit.
Mostly working for Honey Farm. Just trying to spread our market share, so to speak. Get these to as many people as possible.
People are loving it?
Yeah, Flavors. We've got 14 flavors. You can find us on Instagram at honey_farm.
All right. This is turning into an infomercial.
We brought 2,300.
2,300, you guys. Let's get to 3,000 by the time Gabe's finished with his magic trick tonight.
Oh, I'd love that.
That'd be cool. Because that's a lot of people for not having a fancy guest. I mean, Gabe's the fanciest, but...
I'm a commercial star.
That's right. You're in all the ads now, which is great. Because I was like, I don't want to be in those. More pot topics?
Sure.
You down? Australian senators from across the political divide will endorse a bill to legalize medical marijuana. If enacted, the Australian federal government would be responsible for overseeing production, distribution, and use of the drug. Well, I know here in the States, we don't want the government to be in charge of production and distribution. That would probably turn it into, you know, shitty weed for too much money. But we just want it taxed, that's all. Just tax it, and the state that you're in can make a ton of money. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's a good system. But more than two-thirds of Australians support medical marijuana, and only 9% oppose. So there's a big wide, there's a gap there of people that are just like, eh, whatever. Last year, Prime Minister Tony Abbott declared his support for legalizing the drug. I think they gave him a hard time for that, everybody. I know when we had an Australian guest on this show, that became a mini controversy down under. And by that I mean my balls were talking about it for a while. When do you think Pennsylvania will legalize? This is a good question. I know Philly is an awesome city that it's just like a citation for $30 if you're, you know, doing it publicly somewhere that's not, you know, chill. I just find it the right alley, and then you're like, good to go.
I smoked in Philly a bit.
There you go. Probably smoked a Philly blunt in Philly.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's where they're from. Then you go to Wawa and have a, what's their sandwich they like so much? That
oh, I don't know. I could have just pulled
cheese
sandwich.
Cheesesteak. I would have been a sad pot smoker if I couldn't remember cheesesteak, Philly cheesesteak. I remembered Wawa before cheesesteak. Michigan's on the move. Nearly 40,000 signatures have been collected in just 12 days to get marijuana legalization on the 2016 Michigan ballot. I like Michigan already. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Traverse City Film Festival all week, and I'm excited to go there, and I love Michigan. That part of it's beautiful. Other parts of it are having a tough time of it that they don't deserve because, you know, it's the goddamn mitten, you guys. Part of Greatest Movie Ever Rolled takes place in Michigan. Ann Arbor has been one of the leading weed cities for a long, long time. And I'm sure you guys will write to me on Twitter if any of this is incorrect that I'm saying. Because I'm just spouting off now. It's not on the paper. I'm going because I'm excited that my voice is working. I'm glad that we're doing an episode of Gabe Dazzled with Wasted Hacks.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Usually people have to include with or high or getting. You know what I mean? They don't change all four words.
That's true.
That to me is the game.
With is almost always in
the winners
it.
Are ones like gay dog wearing heels.
I saw that one.
Goddamn Warren Harding. Marylanders, the people that live in Maryland, may soon be able to gain access to medical marijuana. We're talking about maybe middle of next year. The Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission published rules a few weeks ago and is accepting public comment on the rules through today. So if you're watching this in the archives later, it's too late. But if you want to comment before the deadline, email right now. Do it right now. You're watching this on your phone. Flip over to email and write to paul.ballard, like mallard but with a B, at maryland.gov. Write to him right now and be like, hey, marijuana. I don't know what you're supposed to say. Just say you want access to your medical marijuana. Kind of like I want my MTV, that old campaign. My voice is really shot, but I'm still going to keep hitting it.
I'm not going to get the plague from these, all right, am I?
I think that's what I have, the plague.
I like to joke on planes after a cough, I'll just say under my breath, damn Ebola.
People love that.
Yeah, people would love it if I did it. I just made up that I do it. I'm much braver in what I do when I'm describing it here than actually living it. I just sit there quietly. I don't know about you guys, but this show is flying by for me. What number are we up to?
2336.
I was like at 23. We're gonna get to 3,000 5 minutes later. We've added 36 people.
Could happen.
The Bachelorette is the finale tonight, so in some time zones, we're in the thick of that.
We're competing with that?
Yeah, Kill Tony's going on at the Comedy Store. That's every Monday night, and they live stream, and I'm a guest on there pretty often, and it's a super fun show with Tony Hinchcliffe and Brian Redband. I don't know who their guests are tonight, but I looked over at their live feed before this show started, just to see what kind of action they were getting.
Do they still have a comic patriot of some kind?
They have like a sidekick guy, which I got to be once, but I got yelled at for talking too much. But I get super ripped, and then young comedians come out, and I've got a lot to say to them.
It's the best.
I should be a judge on Last Comic Standing. That would be the funnest thing ever. UK, here we go. I'm there next week, and this is awesome. A petition for full legalization has gotten 130,000 signatures in only 4 days. That's how down they are. The threshold is 100,000 signatures for Parliament to automatically consider debating. So a bunch of guys in wigs are gonna stand around arguing about this? Wow. The appeal brings up the tax revenue cannabis could bring, of course, as well as the jobs it could create, and safer than alcohol. Come on, UK, you can do it. There's a US petition that was inspired by the UK one. It was created by the _ Burgonator, and it's We the People. Oh, it's on We the People, the official White House website. Where they have petitions. So you can go there. We can even put it up on the screen for you guys. So look real close at your phones. It's up to 9,000 signatures, needs 100,000 by August 24th. So we can get them 2,336 more, right now. So just go sign this thing and tell your friends to get it up to 100,000. And then they'll have to put on wigs and argue about it. bit.ly/US pot petition. Because I remembered, we have people that listen on iTunes, because they can't be seen watching this. It's time to go to another break, and when we come back, it'll be game time. Thanks for sticking with us. Everybody, do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? Well, audible.com has the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go. At the gym, during your commute, audible.com provides over 180,000 Audible programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, Kindle Fire, and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books. You can access your books anytime and anywhere. Audible has great books from some of our favorite guests, like The Todd Glass Situation by,
The Smartest Book by Greg Proops, and Maybe We'll Have You Back, The Life of a Perennial TV Guest Star by Fred Stoller.
And just for our viewers, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/getdug to start your free trial today. Again, show your support for Getting Dug with I, get a free audiobook and 30-day trial at audible.com/getdug.
You look like if they did Risky Business Junior. Young kid starts a brothel in his parents' place while they're gone because he saw the movie Risky Business. Let's pitch it. And he pays the prostitutes in magic tricks. Did you just use a Honey Farm pen to take a rip out of that bong?
I did, Vapak.
That is...
Hashtag Vapak.
That was a massive hit you blew out, and just an impressive way that things can just come together, you know? I love it. I'm gonna I'm gonna do a hit at the very end after I'm done talking. I'm gonna pick my favorite flavor. This is a great way to wrap this thing up. I already did bubblegum. Have you been switching them around?
I might have.
You filthy magician.
That was my trick.
Oh, this is Trainwreck again. And go see Trainwreck, the movie, you guys. It's really, it's great. And it's a hybrid. So I think I will have tasted them all after I do this one. Probably not, but close.
What's up?
Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards now! Why am I yelling? I've got this terrible thing and I'm yelling. Cards for Hymanity. We sign cards, put a stamp on them, send them out to you for, it's only $42.50 to get one card. The mugs have gone up to their $175. And for the Heavy Monkey, we start the bidding at $10,000. Oh, it's broken! Again with the yelling. Go to bit.ly/DougMerch. Doug merch. And just buy stuff or don't buy stuff. You know what I mean? You don't have to write to me, I don't want to buy it because it's too expensive. You know how you can vote in that election? Just don't buy it. That's how we find out people aren't buying it. When we're not selling.
We know all the stats.
We do. I don't. Let's do my plugs before your magic trick. Tomorrow I'm off to Traverse City, Michigan. As mentioned, I'm going to do shows there all week at the Traverse City Film Festival. For some reason, when I do Doug Loves Movies, I still have coughing fits, but there's, you know, three or four or more guests, so they kind of talk enough that I can get through them. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies in New York City on Monday, August 3rd, which I think is very close to sold out. And then I'm off to London for a week. And so that I'm telling you all of this, not only to get you to come see me if you're in any of those places, but also as a way of saying, sorry, but there won't be another show until probably on Thursday, August 13th. But, you know, if you go to the YouTube page, we always try to update when we think the next show is going to be. And if we don't get a great guest that day, I'll come on solo again. We'll do the same thing again, because apparently people liked it okay. And hopefully my cough will be gone in 2 weeks, and I'll be back to the normal, hitting everything on the table kind of guy.
Can't
that
wait.
I am. Magic time. It's game time.
Walk.
It's going to be interesting. I usually watch from over there. I don't like to get this close to the occult. What am I doing?
Pick a card, any card, standard procedure. Show it to the camera.
Boom.
Tap it.
That's my card. Ooh. I had to check. I had to check.
All right. I'm going to cut it back into the deck.
It's an easy one for me to remember. I'll give you that clue, Gabe.
I know exactly what it is.
Your job is to find it.
I'm actually going to use these jokers to find it. I'm not going to find it
what?
At all.
Don't,
check it out. The
don't
first
drag
joker.
These jokers into it.
I'm just going to send down into the deck like that. The second one, he does the same
thing. Don't do
thing.
It so low behind the table. Make sure people can see.
And if you look through the deck, the jokers have actually caught one card in between them.
Look at that. There's a butt to nut situation with the two jokers in this one card, and it is. Same card as before. There it is. He did it. I don't know where that two of diamonds went. You're going to have to find that later. That's the trouble with that. You have to always retrieve all the. Did you throw a card somewhere?
I did.
Oh, here we go. I'll Thanks. Get that one for you. Seven of diamonds.
A little less work for me.
Yes, indeed. Tell us all the Honey Farm stuff again one more time.
Instagram, honey_farm. That's where you can find us.
Graham Elwood just got on Instagram and I was like, why didn't you make your name on there, Instagram? That's probably been done already, but he just put his regular name, I think.
He would.
Yeah, that's so like him. I'm just looking to see if there's any more questions from people that I could answer quickly before signing off for a couple more weeks. That's part of the reason why, even though didn't have a guest and have this cough, that I really wanted to do a show today is because, you know, you guys are freaking out that I haven't been doing shows. And I apologize. And I'm going to hit that thing is the last thing I'm going to do. Somebody just suggested that I hit a bong.
Hello to the Trees Network.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We almost forgot to say that. The Trees Network gets a bunch of people together to watch the show.
It's actually
and I just got a tweet from somebody saying that 10% of our views come from the Trees Network.
And they're all very nice there.
Got 212 people there right now.
There's 212 of them are there now, and that's about 10% of 2,300. Wow. There's been a lot of math thrown around in this show tonight, and I think most of it's been accurate, so that's another myth. I mean, the only reason I'm bad at math is because I hate it. I hated math way before I found marijuana. Thank you for everybody for making the comments on Twitter, for watching, for buying stuff, for not buying stuff, for coming to my shows, for checking out Honey Farm if you live in California or visiting. I get to pick my favorite flavor, and I think pretty sure it was grape. Where's grape at? The purple one, of course. What do I do?
Just pop it,
jam it in there.
Press the button.
And press the button and take a big rip.
Yep.
Oh, this thing is neat. Okay, so after I blow out this hit, then just cut and show's over. We'll see you. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Did I mention Snoop's gonna be on soon?
No. Not to me. That's how you do it.